decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel host, coming to you live from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, the 28th day of March. March is almost over. Almost a quarter of the way through the year. Just watching time tick by. Faster and faster and faster. Well, this is Squirrel Chatter, which is a podcast devoted primarily to the public reading of Scripture and secondarily to my ideas and thoughts on various topics. And I just had a thought that is actually amusing. 15 seconds before airtime does get you time to pour another cup of coffee. Oh, that's good. Monday morning, got to have the coffee. Hope you had a great day at church yesterday. Pastor Scott at Frenchtown Community Church finished up his series on the Sermon on the Mount, which was an excellent series. And that was most edifying. I was looking forward to that. Glad I got in on the end of it. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the two messages I missed while I was down in California for Shepherd's Conference. I haven't gotten around to that yet. Been a busy day, busy schedule since I got back. And so let's see what we got today. Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. You can head on over to christianpodcastcommunity.com. Check out all the great curated podcasts that are out there. Well over 50 podcasts, all of them worth your time. Everything has been, as I said, doctrinally tested. We don't let, despite this program being on the Christian Podcast Community, they don't just let anybody podcast there. So you can head on over there and check that out. There's good stuff over there for you. Today's scripture is going to be Deuteronomy 27 through 31 and Luke chapter 12 as we continue to read through the entire Bible this year in the Legacy Standard Bible. We are beginning week 13. So we're more than halfway through filling up our first page of, get it far enough back you can see the, but you can't see the check marks. Anyway, we're halfway through, we're almost a quarter of the way through the year. We're over halfway through the first page of check marks there on our handy dandy checklist, which is the 5-day Bible reading program from 5daybiblereadingprogram.com, I think, or .org. 5daybiblereading.com. Lower Lights Publications in Bedford, Texas. And there is a link to this this 5-day reading plan on the in the show notes for today's show and for every show. And this is a reading plan that I have been using now for well over 5 years. I don't know when I started using it. I used to do just a straight chronological 7-day reading plan. And then I discovered this one. This one was recommended by Tim Challies. And I gave it a try, and boy, do I like it. So the link for that is in the show notes. Help yourself. And then it is Monday, so we're going to have Monday meanderings on various topics. Looking forward to that. Now let's go ahead and get started with our prayer of confession from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And now Deuteronomy chapter 27. Then Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep the entire commandment which I am commanding you today. So it will be on the day when you cross the Jordan on to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and coat them with lime, and write on them all the words of this law when you cross over, so that you may enter the land which Yahweh your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahweh the God of your fathers promised you. So it will be when you cross the Jordan, you shall set up on Mount Ebal these stones, as I am commanding you today, and you shall coat them with lime. Moreover, you shall build there an altar to Yahweh your God, an altar of stones. You shall not wield an iron tool on them. You shall build the altar of Yahweh your God of uncut stones, and you shall offer on it burnt offerings to Yahweh your God, and you shall sacrifice peace offerings, and eat there and be glad before Yahweh your God. And you shall write on the stones all the words of this law very distinctly. Then Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, be silent and listen, O Israel. This day you have become a people for Yahweh your God. You shall therefore listen to the voice of Yahweh your God and do his commandments and his statutes which I am commanding you today. Moses also commanded the people on that day, saying, when you cross the Jordan, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. For the curse, these shall stand on Mount Ebal, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall then answer and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed is the man who makes a graven image or a molten image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who leads a blind person astray on the road. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who perverts the justice to a sojourner, orphan, and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any animal. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor in secret, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to strike down innocent blood, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them, and all the people shall say, Amen. Now it will be, if you diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I am commanding you today, Yahweh your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to the voice of Yahweh your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come out, when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you send forth your hand to do, and he will bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Yahweh will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of Yahweh your God and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they will be afraid of you. And Yahweh will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body and in the offspring of your beast, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only, and you only will be above, and you will not be underneath, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I am commanding you today to keep and to do. And do not turn aside from any of the words which I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, to walk after other gods, to serve them. But it will be, if you do not listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh will send upon you the curse, confusion, and rebuke in all that you send forth your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land where you are entering to possess it. Yahweh will strike you with consumption and with fever and with inflammation and with fiery heat and with the sword and with scorching wind and with mildew, and they will pursue you until you perish. And the heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Yahweh shall cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will go out one way against them, but you will flee seven ways before them, and you will become an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcasses will be food to all the birds of the sky and to the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahweh will strike you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors and with the scab and with the itch, from which you cannot be healed. Yahweh will strike you with madness and with blindness, with bewilderment of heart, and you will grope at noon as the blind man gropes in darkness, and you will not succeed in your way. But you shall only be oppressed and robbed all of your days, with none to save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man will violate her. You shall build a house, but you will not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you will not use its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat of it. Your donkeys shall be torn away from you and will not be returned to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you will have none to save you. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes look on and yearn for them all the day long, but there will be nothing you can do. A people whom you do not know shall eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors, and you will never be anything but oppressed and crushed all your days. And you shall be driven mad by the sight of what your eyes see. Yahweh will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils, from which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Yahweh will lead you and your kings whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. You shall become an object of horror, a proverb, and a byword among all the people where Yahweh drives you. You shall bring out much seed to the field, but you will not gather, but you will gather in little, for the locusts will consume it. You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, but you will neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm will devour them. You shall have olive trees throughout your territory, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You shall become the father of sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. The cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce of your ground. The sojourner who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you will go down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you will be the tail. So all these curses shall come on you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not listen to the voice of Yahweh your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall become a sign and a wonder on you and your seed forever, because you did not serve Yahweh your God with gladness and a merry heart, because of the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies whom Yahweh will send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in lack of all things, and he will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle swoops down, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, who will have no respect for the old, nor show favor to the young. Moreover, it shall eat the offspring of your herd and the produce of your ground until you are destroyed, who also will not allow grain, new wine, or oil, and the increase of your herd or the young of your flock to remain for you until they have caused you to perish. And it shall besiege you in all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout your land, and it shall besiege you in all your gates throughout your land which Yahweh your God has given you. Then you shall eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom Yahweh your God has given you, during the siege and the distress by which your enemy will oppress you. The man who is refined and very delicate among you shall be hostile toward his brother, and toward the wife he cherishes, and toward the rest of his children who remain. So that he will not give even one of them any of the flesh of his children, which he will eat, since he has nothing else remaining, during the siege and the distress by which your enemy will oppress you in all your gates. The refined and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and refinement, shall be hostile toward the husband she cherishes, and toward her son and daughter, and toward her afterbirth which issues from between her legs, and toward her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of anything else, during the siege and the distress by which your enemy will oppress you in your gates. If you are not careful to do all the words of this law which are written in this book, to fear this glorious and fearsome name, Yahweh your God, then Yahweh will bring wondrous plagues on you, and plagues on those who are your seed, even great and enduring plagues, and miserable and enduring sickness. And he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they will cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, Yahweh will bring on you until you are destroyed. Then you shall remain few in number, whereas you were as numerous as the stars of heaven, because you did not listen to the voice of Yahweh your God. And it will be that as Yahweh delighted over you to prosper you and multiply you, so Yahweh will delight over you to make you perish and destroy you, and you will be torn from the land where you are entering to possess it. Moreover, Yahweh will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, which you or your fathers have not known. Moreover, among these nations you shall find no relief, and there will be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there Yahweh will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul. So your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you will be in dread night and day, and shall not have any faith in your life. In the morning you should say, "Would that it were evening," and in the evening you shall say, "Would that it were morning," because of the dread of your heart, which you dread, and because of the sight of your eyes, which you will see. And Yahweh will bring you back to Egypt in ships, by the way which I spoke to you, you never see it again. And there you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but there will be no buyer. Chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to cut with the sons of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he had cut with them at Horeb. And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, those great signs and wonders. Yet to this day Yahweh has not given you a heart to know, nor eyes to see, nor ears to hear, and I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandal is not worn out on your foot. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or straw drink, in order that you might know that I am Yahweh your God. Then you came to this place, and Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out to meet us for battle. But we struck them down, and we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites. You shall keep the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand today, all of you, before Yahweh your God, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the sojourner who is within your camps, from the one who chops your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant with Yahweh your God and into his oath, which Yahweh your God is cutting with you today, in order that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, just as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Now not with you alone am I cutting this covenant and this oath, but both those who stand here with us today in the presence of Yahweh our God, and with those who are not here with us today. For you know that we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came out through the midst of the nations through which you passed. Moreover, you have seen their detestable things, and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold, which they had with them. Lest there be among you a man or a woman or a family or tribe whose heart turns away today from Yahweh your God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there be among you a root bearing poisonous fruit and wormwood. And it will be when he hears the words of this curse that he will bless himself in his heart, saying, I have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart in order to sweep away the watered land with the dry. Yahweh shall not be willing to pardon him, but rather the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy will burn against that man, and every curse which is written in this book will rest on him. And Yahweh will blot out his name from under heaven. Then Yahweh will separate him out for adversity from all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant which are written in this book of the law. And the generation to come, your sons who rise up after you, and the foreigner who comes from a distant land, shall see the plagues of the land and the diseases with which Yahweh has afflicted it, and they will say, All this land is brimstone and salt, a burning waste, unsown and nothing sprouting, and no grass grows in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. And all the nations will say, Why has Yahweh done this to this land? Why this great burning anger? Then men will say, Because they forsook the covenant of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, which he cut with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they have not known and whom he had not apportioned to them. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, to bring upon it every curse which is written in this book. And Yahweh uprooted them from their land in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And he cast them into another land, as it is to this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Chapter 30. So it will be, when all of these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you cause these things to return to your heart in all the nations where Yahweh your God has banished you, and you return to Yahweh your God and listen to his voice with all your heart and soul, according to all that I am commanding you today, you and your sons, then Yahweh your God will return you to from captivity and return his compassion on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If those of you who are banished are at the ends of the sky, from there Yahweh your God will gather you, and from there he will take you back. And Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. Moreover, Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. And Yahweh your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall return and listen to the voice of Yahweh, and you shall do all his commandments which I am commanding you today. Then Yahweh your God will prosper you abundantly in all the work of your hand, in the offspring of your body and in the offspring of your cattle and in the produce of your ground. For Yahweh will return to rejoice over you for good, just as he rejoiced over your fathers. When you listen to the voice of Yahweh your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, when you return to Yahweh your God with all your heart and soul. For this commandment which I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it far from you. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up into heaven for us and get it for us and make us hear it that we may do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross the sea for us and get it for us and make us hear it that we may do it. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and calamity. In that I am commanding you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not listen, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your seed. By loving Yahweh your God, by listening to his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to come and go, and Yahweh has said to me, you shall not cross this Jordan. It is Yahweh your God who will cross ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua is the one who will cross ahead of you, just as Yahweh has spoken. And Yahweh will do to them just as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. And Yahweh will give them over before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or be in dread of them. For Yahweh your God is the one who goes with you, and he will not fail you or forsake you. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance. And Yahweh is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. So Moses wrote this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and to all the elders of Israel. Then Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, at the time of the year of the remission of debts, at the Feast of Booths, when all Israel comes to appear before Yahweh your God, at the place which he will choose, you shall read this law in front of all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones and the sojourner who is within your gates, so that they may hear and so that they may learn and fear Yahweh your God, and be careful to do all the words of this law. And their children, who have not known, will hear and learn to fear Yahweh your God. All the days you live on the land which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, the time for you to die is near. Call Joshua and present yourselves at the tent of meeting, that I may commission him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves at the tent of meeting. And Yahweh appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood at the doorway of the tent. And Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, you are about to lie down with your fathers, and this people will arise and play the harlot with the foreign gods of this land, into the midst of which they are going, and they will forsake me and break my covenant which I have cut with them. Then my anger will be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and hide my face from them, and they will be consumed, and many evils and troubles will find them, so that they will say in that day, Is it not because our God is not among us that these evils have found us? But I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they will do, for they will turn to other gods. So now, write this song for yourselves and teach it to the sons of Israel. Put it in their mouths so that this song may be a witness for me against the sons of Israel. For when I bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey, which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and are satisfied and become fat, then they will turn to other gods and serve them and spurn me and break my covenant. Then it will be, when many evils and troubles have found them, that this song will answer them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten from the mouths of their seed. For I know their intent which they are developing today before I have brought them into the land which I swore. So Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the sons of Israel. Then he commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with them. And it happened, when Moses finished writing the words of this law in a book until they were completed, that Moses commanded the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, saying, Take this book of the law and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am still alive with you today, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. How much more then after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call the heavens and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will act corruptly and turn away from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the last days. For you will do that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh, provoking him to anger in the work of your hands. Then Moses spoke in the hearing of the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were complete. Give ear, O heavens, and let me speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let what I have learned drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as droplets on the fresh grass, and as the showers on the herb. For I proclaim the name of Yahweh, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. They have acted corruptly toward him, they are not his children because of their defect, but are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay Yahweh, O people, who are wickedly foolish and without wisdom? Is not he your father who has bought you? He has made you and established you. Remember the ancient days. Consider the years from generation to generation. Ask your father and he will declare to you, your elders and they will speak to you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the sons of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people, Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him, he guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions. Yahweh alone guided them, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate produce of the field, and he made him suck honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock. curds of cows and milk of the flock, with fat of limbs, and rams, the breed of Bashan, and goats, with the finest of wheat, and of the blood of grapes you drank wine. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, thick, and sleek. Then he abandoned God who made him and treated the rock of his salvation with wicked foolishness. They made him jealous with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons who were not God, to gods whom they have not known, new gods who came lately, whom your fathers did not dread. You neglected the rock who begot you and forgot the God who brought you forth. And Yahweh saw this and spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and daughters. Then he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a perverse generation, sons in whom is no faithfulness. They have made me jealous with what is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols. So I will make them jealous with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a wickedly foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and it burns to the lowest part of Sheol, and it consumes the earth with its produce, and it sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. And I am reading way past, because I was supposed to stop at the end of 31, and we're way up in 32, so that will be tomorrow. We'll get to hear that again. I apologize. I just got to reading and wasn't looking at the verses. All right, next we're looking at Luke chapter 12. At this time, after so many thousands of the crowd had gathered together that they were trampling on one another, he began saying to his disciples first, Be on your guard for the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops. But I say to you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 asari? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. And I say to you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man will confess him also before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. Now when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense, or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. And someone from the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over you? Then he said to them, Watch out and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, The land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you prepared? So is the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said to his disciples, For this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat, nor for your body as to what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add a single cubit to his lifespan? Therefore, if you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about other matters? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not seek what you will eat or what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek. But your Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek first his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for your Father is well pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give it as charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Gird up your loins and keep your lamps lit, and be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find awake when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve, and have them recline at the table, and will come up and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Now Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom his master will put in charge of his servant to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, my master will be a long time in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, and the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him to pieces, assigning him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many beatings. But the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of a beating will receive but a few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and to him whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is finished. Do you think that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And he was also saying to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it happens. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, it will be a hot day, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to examine the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not examine this present time? And why do you not even judge for yourselves what is right? For while you are going with your opponent to appear before the magistrate, on your way there, make an effort to settle with him, so that he may not drag you before the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not get out of there until you have paid the last lepton. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, well, money meanderings. Just got a couple today. First off, I didn't watch the Oscars. I don't care. The last time I watched the Oscars was in 2003 to see Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King win Best Picture. And I watched all 3 years that the Lord of the Rings movie was up there, and I was disappointed two of those 3 years. And truly, I lost all respect for the Oscars back in 1978 when Annie Hall beat Star Wars for Best Picture. That's just the way of it. And I've never... It's very, very rare that I've agreed with their Best Picture nomination. I think the Oscars are a demonstration of the total lack of self-awareness of Hollywood, of their hypocrisy and of their worldliness, and a complete and utter pretension of artistry. They make motion pictures. They're not Michelangelo. And even though I've seen some very beautifully shot pictures, they're still motion pictures. They're only as good as their source material. And sadly, the source material is getting worse and worse. Hollywood is one of the biggest purveyors of sin in our culture. And while I do enjoy movies from time to time, and I enjoy being entertained from time to time, we can't get caught up in that frivolity. Apparently Will Smith slapped Chris Rock last night over a joke about Will Smith's wife. I saw the video. Whatever. People are talking about, was it fake or what, you know, was it faked for ratings or was it real? And as I saw on Twitter this morning, and I tried to find it afterwards, but I saw it when I first got up before I got in the shower, and I didn't remember who had posted it. And it was miles down my Twitter feed by the time I got out of the shower and started looking for it. But somebody said that the reason they know that slap was genuine was the fact that it did not advance a liberal cause. It did not make white people look bad. It didn't, they know it wasn't liberal. So, and that's probably pretty true. So anyway, I didn't watch the Oscars. No idea what the Best Picture is. No, I guess Will Smith won Best Actor. I saw that because of the whole controversy over the slap. But I haven't even looked at the who won. I don't care. I actually don't think I've even seen any of the nominees for Best Picture, and I don't care. I've lost all overt interest in Hollywood years ago, and I think as I did see somebody else tweet today that celebrity culture is a vast demonstration of the depravity, the doctrine of total depravity. And think about this. You talk to anybody, and the thing that everybody desires, there's three things that the world is chasing after. Fame, wealth, and youth and beauty. Everybody wants to be famous. And we can all get caught up in that lure. I mean, I like it when a tweet of mine gets retweeted a lot and I get noticed. Who doesn't, you know, people like recognition. So, you know, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be wealthy. You know, even those who want to tax the wealth wish they were among those being taxed. And indeed, those that are in Congress are among the wealthy. And you always wonder how they amass so much wealth on a $200,000 a year salary. But that's just, you know, another thing entirely. Less than $200,000 a year. Yeah, you don't think there's corruption in government? Look at the net worth of all of these politicians who had nothing before they were elected to office, or had very little before they were elected to office. And people want youth and beauty. And that fuels, I mean, you know, daily I get product listings for things that are going to make my skin look youthful, things that are going to restore my hair color, things that are going to, you know, give me the body of an 18-year-old if I just take this pill or do this exercise or use this piece of equipment. You know, the pursuit of youth and beauty is everywhere. Now, for the most part, the people that possess those three things are Hollywood actors. They're famous, they're wealthy, and they are among the more beautiful and fit. I mean, they can afford the personal trainers. They can stay, you know, buff into their 50s. They can, you know, have the skincare products and spend hours and hours at the spa having their skin done. They can afford to do all those things. They're certainly wealthy. They have the youth and beauty. They have the fame. And they are among the most miserable people in the world. And if you don't believe that, look at their lives. Look at the broken relationships. Look at the divorce. Look at the drug use. Look at the depression. Look at how much they spend on therapy and how they all brag about their therapist. You want to talk about some of the most miserable people in the world. It's those who possess the things that everybody thinks will make them happy. Apart from God, there is no joy in this world. There might be entertainment, there might be happiness, there might be pleasure, but there is no joy. No true lasting joy, no true and lasting peace apart from faith in Jesus Christ and repentance of sins. So I don't watch the Oscars. I don't have a lot of respect for Hollywood. I used to. I've worked on movies. I've experienced the fringes of that lifestyle, and it can be a lot of fun. I know actors. I know actors who are godly, and I know actors who are not godly. But there was a time in my youth when I was on the periphery of the film industry for a brief time, and you know, never had aspirations to be, you know, the next Robert Redford or anything, and obviously don't have the face for it. But, you know, I was interested in movies and interested in film and interested in the whole process. Loved the special effects and everything. And, you know, I'm one of those guys who sits through all the credits at the end of the movie because I know how hard those people work and their names deserve to be read. You know, don't get up and walk out as soon as the credits roll. I sit and watch through the credits, and it's not just because I'm expecting some little tag at the end, as Marvel movies have been famous for doing. No, it's because those people have worked hard to produce that movie, and there have been some great movies. I'm not a huge fan of Hollywood. It needs to be completely overhauled. I don't like their liberal politics. I don't like their advocation of sin, their glorification of sin. And I'm convicted by John MacArthur's statement one time where he said, we should not be entertained by sins for which Christ died. And that struck me to the heart at the time. And should probably get all of our attention. So that's my opinion on the Oscars. Didn't watch, don't care, don't at me. And this is going to be fun. I agree with Joe Biden. I know, pick yourself up off the floor, take a minute, calm your breathing. I agree with Joe Biden that getting rid of Vladimir Putin is a worthy goal. Seeing Vladimir Putin out of power would be a good thing. I just can't imagine that at this point it's worth the cost, because the cost would be nuclear war. And so on a cost-benefit analysis, the cost is much higher than the benefit. Is it desirable to see him gone? Yes. Should we take steps toward that? Not at this point. And that's just a fact of the matter. But apparently in a speech in Europe, in Poland, Joe Biden went off script, as he wants to do, and said, we got to get Putin out of power. And so we'll see what that does to the politics of the nation, and knowing how the politics of the world, and knowing how paranoid Putin has been in the past. This could get interesting, you know. Are we going to have Soviet Special Forces hit squads trying to track down Joe Biden in Delaware? That could be interesting. It'd be a good novel there. Too bad Tom Clancy has passed away. He could have turned that plot point into an excellent novel. All right, folks. Well, this is Monday. Hope you have a great day as you begin your work week. Enjoy your Monday. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. And we'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.